This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. The World Series starts tonight, Jamie.
What?
The World Series.
Oh, it does? Go Dodgers.
Yeah. Game one, Dodgers taking on the Boston Red Sox.
I like
I'll
the Dodgers.
I'll go the Red Sox. You can take the Dodgers.
You don't like the Red Sox?
I don't care.
You like the Dodgers.
I don't care for either one.
Dodger dog. Remember the Dodger dog? That's the only place that I really, really appreciate what they do with their relish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the onions.
At the ballpark at the Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, because here at the old Coors Field, it is a mess with the onions and the relish. They put it in the bin of disgustingness.
Right.
Remember the swimming pool of doom?
Yeah.
Blech. Well, that the Dodger dog, it's a little rolly system, and so you crank this thing, and it just comes out like a big onion turd just right on your hot dog.
They have it down.
Yeah, and it's sealed.
Yeah.
Unlike ours here.
The onion turd.
Well, I mean, it's sealed while it goes on your hot dog.
Gotcha. You just know? Not in the open space.
Oh, that's so nasty.
All that bacteria and stuff of that nature, right?
I wish they'd change that.
Well, anyway, the Dodgers are playing tonight. Yes, they are taking on the, I think they're at Boston tonight for game one of the World Series.
Okay.
But I do think that the Red Sox are going to win.
You do? Really?
Yeah, I do.
That really kind of irritates me.
Everybody talking about the Mega Millions. Mega Millions, Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. We don't have a chance, folks. We don't have a chance.
Oh, I don't like your attitude. I'm looking right here, and they put together a list of the luckiest stores to buy Mega Millions in Colorado.
You're kidding.
No. A 7-Eleven on Tower Road. It gave somebody $4 million.
A 7-Eleven, Tower Road.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, not one, but six people, $4 million total. Oh, sorry. I just read
that. Okay, that's one place to go buy today.
That is a good place, right?
What else?
A 7-Eleven on 40th East 8th Avenue also gave out four tickets for $1 million. That's good.
That's pretty good.
I'm just trying to... The rest are crap, but we don't have a chance in hell.
Well, let's see here are the top 15. Blah, 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 blah.
There's Daytona Mart. Golden, sorry, go ahead.
Daytona Mart in Aurora.
Okay.
I guess they've done pretty good. They've sold five winning lotto tickets.
All right, that's good.
Let's see. Bottle Cap Liquors.
Where's that?
Somewhere in Parachute.
Where's Parachute?
I don't know. Let's bark that off the list. We're probably not going to make a run there to that liquor store.
Forget that one.
No,
okay.
And I've been saying all along, and you've heard me in conversation with Powerball Pete, who runs the office pool here when it comes to the Powerball stuff in Mega Million. Well, he does a pretty good job. That's a lot of work, Jamie. It's a lot of work.
Okay.
There's no wonder his sales are down because he's having to deal with his pool all the time. But nevertheless, listen, Linda, listen to me, okay? I always say to him what? I say, Pete, whatever you do, take at least half the money of the pool and go buy our tickets at a liquor store.
Amen.
I say it all the time. Go to a liquor store. Yep. I see liquor stores winning and selling these winning tickets more than I see anything else.
I agree with you. Although Mr. Goods Market in Thornton is also a winner. Mr. Goods Market in Thornton. Yep. And there was a King Super. And there's also a King Super the last week that had a winner, too.
Yeah,
so,
now,
I don't know.
What did those people get? They didn't get that much money, did they? Wasn't that part of the Powerball?
$20,000.
They got $20,000 for having five of the six and not having the Powerball?
That would make me so mad!
That's a crock.
It is a crock of crap.
You know, when you've got $650 million, I feel like the lottery is pocketing a lot of money here.
They're making so much.
You got $650 million in that Powerball, and you get five out of six numbers, and you only get $20,000?
Yeah.
You're like a digit off?
I think I'd be so bitter, I would never play again.
I mean, because you would look at that ticket and
it's
go...
so close.
Oh!
One digit? I honestly think I'd be so bitter, I would never play again.
I think you're right.
They asked some people what they would do if they won the $2 billion. One man actually said, I'd divorce my wife.
Really?
And he said, this is what he said, but I got to be careful because I know your kids are in school. At least my kid is in the car right now. But son, a man said he'd get some hookers.
With $1.6 billion?
Yeah. He said he divorced
his... First thing you do is go out and get some hookers?
He said he...
he's not serious.
He divorced his wife and get some hookers.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Another man said he'd buy a brewery. That's interesting, right? Buy a house for my mom. She's in Guatemala. I'd get her over here legally. Wow.
What would you do?
I'd buy a river. I told you that.
Look, no, seriously. What would you do? First of all, if you got up tomorrow morning and you looked at a ticket, you'd not office pool, but you purchased on your own.
You'd never see or hear from me again.
I think that too.
I would just go. You would never see or hear me again.
I'd go away. I'd probably make a phone call to one of the big guys here first, okay?
Yeah.
Once he got into the office, I'd probably call and say, I got some news for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I need to take some time off.
No, I mean, my friends, nobody would ever see me again. Not just work. I mean, I would vanish.
Yeah, well,
society.
I'm getting to that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'd call a friend. I'm not saying I'd call anybody. But I would inform the boss here. I would call him and say, okay, I'm going to take some time. Here's what's happened. I'll talk to you at some point, okay? Uh-huh. But again, back on the family side, I've thought about, would I just go get a safety deposit box and put it away somewhere? Would I quickly run to the media?
No, so Okie Dokie and I already talked about this. So what we would do, because we bought tickets together.
Well, you're not going to let him in on it, are you?
Well, we bought tickets. He actually bought them.
Okay.
And then he said to sign my name on the back of it. So he went in to the grocery store and bought tickets.
Boy, what a gracious man.
You know what?
Allowing you to sign the back of a ticket. Don't throw that at me.
Wow.
Jimmy, that hurts. Good Lord.
That bell can't take much more of that.
You know what I got to say about that?
Jeez-o-peezo. What in the hell?
Oh, man.
Don't keep that on tape. Jeez-o-peezo. What in the hell?
Jamie, I didn't know what she was talking about. I think she was talking about Black China.
Jeez-o-peezo. What in the hell?
Why would you keep that? That's humiliating.
All right, so you guys have tickets together.
So he went in and he bought tickets, right?
Yeah.
And then he said, sign the back of it. So I signed the back of it. So we said that if we win, we're just
gone.
We're just gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even like text me and say, hey,
no.
Beach.
No.
I hit the
nothing,
big one.
Nothing.
I'll see you in another world.
Nope.
No.
Because you'd say mean things like, isn't that nice? He bought the tickets.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'd text that right back and he'd read it.
Because you're not a fan of Okie
right.
Dokie.
No, actually, I don't think I would, because if I knew you were sitting on that kind of loot.
You'd be nice.
I'd be really nice to you.
And
I'd suck
nice
up
to
thinking
him.
That I'm going to get a couple of mil from you, you know?
You'd probably be our only friend.
Yeah.
No, I'd be your friend.
Oh, you would? Oh, so you would. So it'd take $1 billion for you two to accept Okie Dokie.
Oh, I've accepted him.
Oh, okay.
Maybe for BJ, but I'm with you. I'm on.
No, it's
going to
take the full 1.6 for me. Not just a billion. Mm-mm. 1.6.
See, I'm already on your side.
I'm not holding back. No.
All right. So you would also just like just evaporate in society.
I think I would.
Yeah.
At least for probably a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, just until I could get my act together. Because first of all, I'd probably have a heart attack.
Yeah,
that once you see those numbers and you realize that kind of money, I don't know what I would do. I don't think any of us would know what exactly we would do. You'd start looking for financial planners.
I think you might panic.
I mean, this kind of money is beyond financial planners.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they don't even know what to do.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what to do with this. We're talking about what? Jeez, after taxes, $500 million?
Yeah, you just spend.
I think I would get my kid like 10 teachers. You know, to homeschool him. I'd take him out of school and he'd have 10 teachers around the clock. I mean, just because, you know, you got to take him out of school.
Yeah.
But then I'd
because
also
he's
have
gonna
to
be harassed once the word gets
sure.
out.
For sure. And then I'm going to buy him like 5 friends.
Oh, right. It's always good to buy some friends.
Yeah, because I got to buy him some friends because I'm taking him out of school.
You don't buy friends.
Well, I don't want him to be socially
awkward. What are you talking about? Where are you going to go? Craigslist?
No, like Hunter. I'd buy Hunter. You know, I'm sure his parents are like, Hunter kind of gets on their nerves, so I'd buy him.
You are a crappy billionaire. You really are. You're a crappy billionaire. Here's what I think I would do. If I had a kid his age, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I think I would immediately, I would take him out of school. I don't think I would hire teachers just yet. I think I'd say, son, you're probably going to sit back a year.
You're not going to need geometry.
Yeah, you're not going to need it.
Because I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life with my billions.
We'll figure this out. Yeah. We'll figure this out, but you would get him out of school. You're exactly right about that. Yeah. But I don't think one of your first plans would be to hire 10 teachers. I think you'd be able to explain to him, like, we have time here.
Yeah.
We have time.
Yeah. Right. Let's
because he's not actually going to need an education.
Just some smarts.
Well, no, that's not the way to look at it. Well, he needs an education.
The kid is pretty smart. I'm just saying, if I have $1 billion, he doesn't really need to. I was crappy at geometry. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to go through that kind of pain.
But he needs some education, so he's going to need it from, you know, being 12 years old.
Yeah.
You get him on through school, but you're not in any hurry to do it.
Right.
I mean, he could be a senior in high school and be 28 years old.
He can be Sean's plan. He can do it at Sean's plan.
Right. Probably.
When did you finally get your GED?
24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, like you got that.
23.
His parents were billionaires. He took his time.
That's totally. That's a total lie from the beginning. We've never seen that GED.
People
everywhere are looking. They're looking at this Mega Millions and making plans.
Yeah,
and thinking,
I know, it's
in their head. Like, what in the hell would I do?
Yeah.
And the chances of winning. Come on,
I know they're none.
Basically,
we're not. We're not going to win.
Yeah, basically,
and that's sad. But somebody is going to win because you know what? You can't win if you don't play.
Right, and you have to believe.
Well,
That's good.
The speculation is that somebody has gone out there and purchased every single combination for this particular drawing. I don't think that's true.
Well, you wouldn't come out ahead.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Well, you wouldn't come out ahead if you took the lump sum.
Well, I understand that you can buy every combination, but the reason why you wouldn't come out ahead is because there could be more than one winner.
Yes.
So you're also gambling, half a million,
half a billion.
Half a billion dollars, and you don't know if there's going to be more than one winner, so you could be way behind, upside down in this.
There's 293 different 293 million different combinations, so you'd have to spend over $500 million in order to get all combinations. But even that's not even feasible. Here's why. You'd have to fill out a card for every one of those.
How many combinations are there?
293 million.
Well, I don't have that kind of time.
You see what I'm saying?
No, nobody would be able to do that.
This is not a quick pick to do every combination. You'd have to do it by hand.
Are you sure they don't have a way for the system just to do it for you?
No.
Well, nobody would have time to do that.
That's why it's impossible that somebody's got every combination
for
tonight's drawing.
Meaning we all have a chance.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, Sean.
Yeah, we all have a chance.
Sean said you don't receive unless you believe.
That's it.
Something. Yeah.
Positive thinking creates positive results.
Let's make a vision board now.
Let's do it right now.
Vision board stat.
Mega Millions, 1.6 billion tonight.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.